A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who are broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And today I'm actually broadcasting from the office here due to COVID-19. Of course, you can see me. I have my mask right here. But we're going to be talking to you about COVID-19 and other political developments in the country.
So we see that when it comes to COVID-19, there are so many people that have contracted the disease in Zimbabwe. Now the figure is 7,116 since March. And out of this number, 5,373 have actually recovered, 208 have died. Worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are 27,164,445 people that have contracted COVID-19. Out of this number, 889,627 have actually died. And when we look at USA, there are 6,280,400 people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And 188,954 have actually died. See, I want to say, Zulukanda, about COVID-19, yamemetheka silokumangatisayo kwele Zimbabwe. Usuku labantu abedlula 7,000 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi abedlula 5,000 labo sebesilile. Masikhangela sebebhubhile khona manje kule 208. Lokhu sikwethulelwa ke lugatsha lwezempilakahle. Nxa sikhangela emhlabeni wonke jikelele, siyabona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo. I-Johns Hopkins University isuku labantu abedlula 27 million. Bese kubuya abayi 889,627 sebebhubhile. Kuzobuya ke eMelika sebesedlula 6 million abantu ababanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuzokuthi abayi 188,954 sebebhubhile. Ye, kunjalo.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu paLive Talk icho tiri kutepfenyura tiri kuno kuAmerica. Sekutaura kwandaita nhasi ndambopinda muofisi, although ndiri kutepfenyurawo zvangu ndiri kuofisi asi muri kuona ndakapfeka maski yangu pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Iro ratekeshera munyika parizvino, uyezve tinoona kuti munyika yeZimbabwe uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iro riri COVID-19. Bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti huri kuramba huchikwira, uyezve tichange tiri kutaura panyaya yedenda iro riri COVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika pasi rose panyaya iyi yedenda reCOVID-19, tichikupai kuti zvakamira sei parizvino, kuti vanhu vangani vakwanisa kunge vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi. Tinoona kuti chirwere ichi pari zvino zvichitaurwa izvo nezvebazi rezveutano, vanotaura kuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino, pane vanhu 208 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Uyezve pari zvino tinotarisa isu kuti macases aripo pari zvino ari kusvika ivo 7,116. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pari zvino, asi recovered zvinoreva kuti vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa necovid-19 vachikunda denda iri vati wandei vari kusvika pa5,373. Ndo zviri kutaurwa nezvebazi rezveutano munyika vachitaura ivo kuti ehe, vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19, asi zvatiri kuonawo zviri kubuda zvakanaka panguva ino ndezvekuti pane vanhu vazhinji vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 asi vakawanikwa ivo vachiri kunda. Saka ndo zviri kuitika panyaya iyi yeCOVID-19. Totarisa zvakare zviri kubuda pasi rose kuJohn Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica iri kutaura iyo kuti globally zvinoreva kuti pasi rose pane vanhu 27 million vabatwa neCOVID-19. Pachiwanikwa ivo pane vanhu 882,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kuchirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. Totarisa imo muno muAmerica, muUnited States mune vanhu 6 million vabatwa neCOVID-19, 188,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, tichitarisa kuti munyika pari zvino tinoona kuti pane nhumwa dziri kunzi dzichange dziri kuuya kubva kusouth Africa, dzichiuya kuzodzeya munyika yeZimbabwe pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Tinoona hurumende inoti munyika hamuna mapisha pisha, asi vamwewo vanoshanda vakazvimirira nemapato anopikisa vachiti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka tichange tiine vanyarikani vatiinavo ipo pano tichikurukura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yedambudziko irori rekuti pane mapisha pisha munyika here kana kuti kwete. Gibbs,
there are some people who actually sent us audios talking about COVID-19 and other issues. Let's listen to what this was saying. specifically about COVID-19.
Nansi indaba esimangalisileyo lapha kobulawayo empilo. Sihlukumezekile kakhulu. Siyagulelwa. Sithi nxa sigulelwa sinjalo akula kudla. Izihlobo zethu zithi nxa zize sinika ukudla zithi siyaziyalela ukungena kuthweka siphume siye kudla phandle ethareni esikweyeni ebhuqwini kulomoya kule doti kulani konke kuthwaka siye kudla khonapho singangeni singangeni lezithwala lapha singoba sizabiza i-COVID-19 lamahu. Sidanile sibili kakhulu kakhulu into eyenzakeleyo. Angazi ukuthi izibhedlela zonke kuyavunyelwa yini lokho esikwenziwe empilo ukuhlukunyezwa okungako. Ngapha sigulelwa ngabantwana. Abantwana kuthiwa kasithiye kwapho ngabantwana abancane abale 2 weeks. Abanye bale 1 week, abanye bale nyanga. Kuthiwa kasithiye kuphela embhedeni siphume siye kudla phandle konale. Lapho kuphekwa khona izitshwala esibhedlela esane sikhule sile sabadala. Abantwana sibathiye bodwa ngapha. Angazi kumbe kuyavunyelwa yini. Ngicela lindlulisele umlayezo lo usibuluhambe khonale phezulu kuhulumende. La kumama u-Auxilia Mnangagwa onguye sibilo okhangele ngezabantwana. Ngiyabonga ngugogo Nalove More osempilo kathesi.
Bonani mthokazi omuhle. Ah, zisaphila kuzindawo zonke zelizwe lamazwe lomhlaba ngatho kanjalo. Ngiyalithanda tandile. Thanda nyani nyani. Phakathi kwesimo esikhona se-corona naleyi bakithi siyaphepha na? Siphephile yini? Liyakhuleka na? Ye, liyasanitayiza yini? Amamaski ayafakwa ngendlela yini? Bakithi social distance kuhlalelana katshana. Hayi, siyabonga kunjani uma ungekho eziqamthetho abanye bekebesiqamabhoyo bakhona yini? Umalayitsha, yani into zenu zalezo? Selidingele amafromatini azabhapha kwababhoda litshela so. Rani siyabonga, ngithanda ukubulisa labani ekuseni. Kunapha kumalaba umaziwa. Ukhona indoncube gohole ukhona mtolasitshela isindamanzi ya ingwenya ingwenya uyekuthathwa ngamanzi kodwa yona hayi yali khona pha kwelapho sibangani sivalo sivalo uchuma mtala mchuma ukhona vuka phela mdala malume khonapho vuka vuka malume amvuka nyoni enhle matshelela siyabonga inhlelo zethu baba. Asibanje ngokupheleleyo bakithi kodwa siphephe ulolu bhubhane. Yabonga
ngokwenya idaluka.
So these are some of the people that actually send us messages on our WhatsApp. You are also in a position to send messages on WhatsApp in this on this number +1 202 465 0318. That number again +1 202 465 0318. So one of the people is at Mpilo Hospital. She was complaining about the way they are being treated at Mpilo Hospital. So we tried to get hold of Mpilo authorities, but we couldn't at this stage. So we're going to talk to them further, later. So it seems as if people are asked to have their meals outside Mpilo premises, that is outside the buildings, so they can go to the grounds and have their meals and so forth. So according to the hospital authorities, they fear that there could be an infestation of cockroaches and other unwanted insects, you know. So then the other guy was saying, you know, people must take a very extreme care in terms of COVID-19. He is in Taluga, that is more than Gwenya. So that's the scheme of things.
Aiwa, apotanga tukunzwa kubva kune vamwe vanowanikwa ivo vatsigirwe pano pa Studio 7. Vepa WhatsApp vangavari kutaura iwo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munzvimbo dzavari tanzwa kubva kune vamwe vangavari kutaura vari kuMpilo Hospital vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vari kutonzi vadye vari panze pamusoro pemamiriro akaita zvino. Asi tinoziva zvakare kuti pane vamwe vatakataura navo paLet's Talk ngatikurukurei vanga vari kutaurawo madzimai vanga vari kutaura zvanga zviri kuitika kuparirenyatwa hospital, uko vanga vari kuti vamwe vanenge vaenda kunobatsirwa nevana vanenge vasati vasvika vatingati vaye maprimature vari kuwanikwa ivo vasingawani rubatsiro rwavari kuda panguva yakakodzera sezvo vari kudziwo kana vari kubva kuzvipatara zvehurumende havasi kupuhwa priority. Asi hatina kukwanisa kunge tichinzwawo kubva kuparirenyatwa hospital kuti ndo zviri kuitika here. Asi sekutaura kwataita aya maonero evanhu asiriwo anobva kuVOA. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo pazuva ranhasi, tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino panyaya yedzematongerwo enyika, nyanya panyaya yenhuma dzakatarisira kunge dziri kuuya kuZimbabwe munguva inotevera. Tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti nezuro ranga riri zuva iro vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe vaRobert Mugabe vakawanikwa ivo vachisvitsa gure mushure mekunge vashayika. Saka kana muchidawo zvakare kutaura pamusoro pekuti munoona legacy yavo yakamira sei mushure mekunge vasvitsa gure nezuro vashayika. Gibbs.
Now, talking about the late former President Robert Mugabe, we know that he died in Singapore. He had cancer. So now it seems as if that mausoleum that was being constructed has now been dismantled, according to some state officials. So now I think I've got something on the former or late former president. Let's listen to this kind of thing.
Zokulomnyaka wabhubha owayengumongameli uMoi uRobert Mugabe wasuswa esikhundleni libutho ngomnyaka ka-2017 libambisana lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labanye bakhe. Kulabanye abathi kukhona okubambekayo owatshiywa nguMugabe, kube labanye njalo abathi watshiyela uZulu inhlupho ezingapheliyo eZimbabwe. UMugabe wafela esibhedlela eSingapore, wayelesifo semvukuzane. Umnumzana Joseph Chuma owayekumele iphelandaba mpophoma edale lepalamende uthi kukhona okunye okubambekayo okwathiwa nguMugabe.
Uba uMugabe watshela abantu ama-mixed feelings, ukucabanga kabili kathathu, kukhona okuhle sibili akumelayo okunjengenkululeko elizwe lethu, into yomhlaba kubana ngagcina seyilungisile. Bese siba lokunye futhi okubuhlungu okucatshangwa especially ngapha kwelakithi nxa sesicabanga endaweni yabogoground. Sicabange njalo futhi ezinye izinto ezisifakele kulokhu esikikho khona, inkinga esikiyo khona kwamanje ngenxa yokuthi bona wayevame ukwenza lokwane sikuthi ngesingizi ama-populist decisions, kodwa asisale esesilimaza-ke kathe singapha. So ngumuntu esingathi uphile impilo eyomuntu ngoba vele umuntu wonke akula muntu ongaphila impilo esingayithi yona i-perfect life. Lapha nalapha uyaba lesigwenxa, kodwa lapha nalapha futhi uyenze into enhle futhi njalo.
Singathi kodwa abanye abantu sebekhohlwe ngaye vele, kumbe akula muntu ongamkhohlwa.
Ebechayisikiwa lapha abalungu labo bezwe sale phansi uyazi. Umuntu obebeka izinto zakhe kuhle zicaca, indoda ebikhuluma sibili iphiwe, isiphiwo besikhona. So asobuntu esingapho ngumkhohlwa noma nje ngoba le mpambaniseko lapha nalapha njengoba ngithilo ngathi khona into yimvama nje yomuntu wonke yobana akula muntu ozahamba ngesicatulo esipheleleyo lapha nalapha siyakhubeka.
Kodwa umnumzana Joshua T. Mzaca Ngulube olwela ilungelo likaZulu uthi uMugabe watshiyela abantu inhlupho kuphela.
Umgabe waba ngumuntu ongathi oba ngumuntu oyisihwaba owafuna ukubusa yedwa, wakhohlwa ukuthi kule kusasa ulabantwana nabazukulu. Esingakubona okwenzakala kathesi umbuso khona abehlulekayo izandla zikaMugabe, behluleka ngoba bengabantu abengaphasi kwezandla zikaMugabe. So kutshengisa ukuthi uMugabe thina kasitshiyelanga lutho, usitshiyele uhlupho ba lokhu likontinua siya phambili.
Singathi-ke abantu bangamkhohlwa yini?
Hayi, uMugabe uyakhohlakala. Besides ukuthi simkhumbule ngenxa ye-part of i-gugurawundi ayenzayo ebulala abantu esikhathi se-gugurawundi, uyakhohlakala ngoba akula nto enhle esayenzayo. Into enhle kuphela eyenzakalayo esayibona shortly ukuthi yena waba ngumuntu owavumayo ukuthi into sezithi izwe selimehlulile ngesikhathi simbona sizenza into ze-GNU avuma khona wazehlisa ukuthi ngoba isikhathi se-GNU abantu abaningi bakwazi ukuthi bayakha izindlu bathenge benze lokhu lalokhu kono khana kuphela into ayenzayo engani yakhani kodwa kombuso wakhe yena yedwa umgabu uyakhohlakala.
Umgabe wangcwatshwa kibo kwaZimba loba nje uhulumende wayesemlungisela lokho okubizwa ngesilungu ngokuthi yi-mausoleum eHarare.
So there you are. You know, there are some people who say the president, the former president, may have done a lot for Zimbabwe, but others are saying no. So some that are opposing whatever he did is because of certain circumstances, including the Kukurawundi massacres, including, you know, some people who never went to school because of challenges, you know. So now, I mean, it's a mixed bag, so sort of like. Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinonzwa apotangatsikutaura kwatanga tirikuita tanga tutarisa nyaya yekuti vamugabe varikurangarirwa sei tichiona kuti nezuro vakasvitsa gore rimwe chete mushure mekunge vashaika. Vashaika ivo vari kuSingapore uko vanga vari kurwara nechirwere chegomarara. Saka vazhinji vanotaura zvakasiyana siyana kuti vari kuvarangarira sei. Vamwewo vachitaura kuti aiwa vakaunza ivhu kuvatema, vamwe vachitaura nyaya yezvikoro, asi vamwe zvakare vachitaurawo kuti havasi kunyatsoona kunge rangariro yavo yakazenge yachenuka kwekupedzisira, nekuti zvinhu zvakadai sezvipatara hazvina kunyatsowanikwa zvichivakwa zvakanaka. Uyezve kana izvo zvikoro pakazoshayika vamugabe zvinhu zvavasina kumira zvakanaka. Asi maonero evamwe uyezve ipo pano sokutaura kwataita nhasi tine gango tichange tiri kutarisa zvakawanda zviri kuitika. Tichitarisa zvakare nhumwa dziri kutarisirwa kunge dzichiuya munyika yeZimbabwe dzichibva kuSouth Africa kuti zvichafamba sei, vachange vachiona anaani, uyezve zvichabatsira here munyaya yemapishapisha atiri kuona ari kuitika munyika pari zvino, Gibbs.
So now, in the meantime, there is some news coming from the police. They've identified one of the people that was shot dead yesterday following the gunning down of ZNA member Lawrence Mupanganyama in Chivu. So the guy's name is Elfas Jani, 20 years old. So now the other person that was shot dead is unknown. So Lawrence Mupanganyama and Peter Zureba, these are two soldiers who were gunned down at Chicken Inn police base in Chivu on Saturday. So we're told that there was some kind of friction between them and some people around, leading to the shooting to death of Lawrence Mupanganyama. And then these people who shot them actually fled with AK rifles, and all those have been recovered. So now this comes at a time when special envoys from the ANC, that is the African National Congress, and President Cyril Ramaphosa's office are expected in Zimbabwe. Perhaps tomorrow, we are told, they may be in the country. So now we've got our guests right now. We've got Noctula Adonsi, who is a political commentator, and we're expecting Joseph Chuma to join us and other people in the shortest possible time. So let's start with Ms. Adonsi. So Ms. Adonsi, we see that there are several issues that we're talking about here. What is ukangele kakhulu ikonoko ke okubhubha kwaMgabe bese kubuya ke ubulawa kwamasotsha njalo lakhonoko ke ukuthi kulama kulezithunywa lezi ezibuyayo ngamafishane ke ungasitshela uthini ngakhonoko ke kokuthatha.
Okokuqala ngifuna ukukhuluma ngendaba yabantu ababuyayo eka Ramaphosa abuya lele labantu bakhe abuya labo. Akucaci kahle ukuthi asingaboni into ebambekayo ngoba kufanele ukuthi kube transparent, kube le transparency. Sibone ukuthi babuya bezoyenzani, bazaqalela kuphi, iplani yabo ithini. So nxa bephunga ukubuya akwaziwa lokuthi bazabuya nini, the exact date, which means kule ngana kuzwakale kahle, akucaci kahle. So mna ngibonani kusese angiboni ukuthi kulento engaphuma, angiboni ukuthi uzaba lento ezaphuma mina, angazi, kodwa ke uzomele silinde. Then nxa sikhumbula ubaba omgaba hayi ubaba kazange yenze kahle, kazangenze kahle and wahlala kakhulu esikhundleni kwakufanele ukuthi ngawachiya ngoba izinto zonakale kakhulu ukuhlala kwakhe for 38 years kwenza ukuthi izinto zonakale kakhulu beyond ukuthi kunzima lokuthi ilizwe likwazi ukuthi recover from izinto eyaziluzayo by during that time during his cut strike. So kunengi nje kodwa ke into engatsho nje ukuthi mina engiyibona yangani wayilungisa wayizama indaba yemfundo siyabona nje ukuthi even emazweni lapha bekukhulunywa ukuthi hayi abantwana beZimbabwe bafundile nangibonani ubezamile kakhulu ukuthi azame ukulungisa endabeni yemfundo noma nje kuthe sokusiya ekugcineni ha besokunzima kodwa ngibonani ababe khona ekuqaliseni ekuqaliseni kuka soon after independence I think they really benefited imfundo ya especially indlela ayibambe ngayo indaba yemfundo kodwa ke noma nje ekugcineni sibona hani bese ungani sikuyahlupa ngoba bese mdala ubengasakwazi ukuthi bese ngasela control engako ukuthi abuse so hayi lapho akulanto nje ningi esingayikhuluma ngaye nje ngoba kuningi nje yikho lokho kuhlunyezwa kwabantu indlela abuse ngayo i-corruption inepotism ziningi nje izinto aziphambanisileyo ngoba uthe ephuma esikhundleni sazithola ukuthi asisela lutho akusela lutho olubambekayo ade lukhona nje lusele elizweni
ye so siyawuzwa ye kuba ngafutshani sebenzi
ngendaba ye-army into le ingani iyahlupha ngoba asoze sikwazi ukuthi is it a personal note or yindaba is to do with i-politics yindaba ele politics phakathi kumbe ukuxabana kwabantu nje so indaba le imbonani kulengo esingakwazi ukuthi kwenzakaleni okuliqinisa ukuthi kwenzakaleni kube indlela yokulahla abantu nje ukuthi njoba kuzabuya Ramaphosa kube indlela nje yokulahla abantu ukuthi bathi hayi le amisi sekulabantu asebeyihlasela so le ayikacacisisi bonani kule information iningi engaziwayo
so briefly ngesikiwa pongukutshanje ukusummarize just very briefly.
Okay. I think this envoy that is going to come, like that which is led by Cyril Ramaphosa. In fact,
Ramaphosa won't go there. So he's actually sending these people. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so people that are going to be sent by Ramaphosa.
Yes.
I don't really think it's gonna help. I don't really think it's going to help, honestly, because there's no transparency. We haven't seen the aims, the plan. Yes. What is that going to, who are they going to talk to? Where are they going to be? We don't even know. So I think there's no transparency. They have to be transparent so that we can know, is it going to work or not? Then commenting about the late...
former president, yes.
The late president, I think we don't really have much achievements that we can see. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of bad things, like we talk about corruption, nepotism, social violence. There's a lot that we can talk about him. Though I feel he tried in terms of education, we see that Zimbabwe have once been recognized as the most educated. So I think he tried on that area. He really did try.
Mm-hmm. So I think now we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, we've got Tawanda Tokora of MTC, and we've got Mr. Gary Twala Jackson. He is in Dallas, Texas. So let's bring in Marvelous. Then we go straight to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Yeah, Marvelous, go ahead.
Aiwa apo tangatiri kunzwa zvikutaurwawo nevechidiki panyaya yemaonero avo. Avari kuita yavangati yatingatiyo remekedzo kana kuti legacy yevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe vanga vari kutarisa zvakare nyaya yenhumwa dzichange dziri kuuya dzichibva kusouth africa dzichienda muzimbabwe vachinoona kuti nyaya dzekuti pane kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu dzakamira sei sekuti hurumende iri kuti iyo aiwa hapana zvakadaro munyika hamuna crisis saka regai tinzwe kuna vajoseph chuma vezano pf kuti takatarisa zviri kutaurwa nehurumende kuti munyika hamuna imo mapisha pisha Zvii zvavari kutarisira kuti nhumwa idzi dziri kubva kuSouth Africa dzinge dzichitaura pavanosvika munyika.
Mr. Joseph Chuma, welcome to the program. Say, how are you?
Thank you, Mr. Dewey. Fine, thank you. How are you? And how are you, Mr. Nazi?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yes, thank you so much. So tell us, what do you think these embos are going to do in Zimbabwe?
Well, I'm sure they will come with a sort of itinerary from their president and from their party, the ANC, coming to meet ZANU-PF, this side, our political bureau. And basically, this is going to be a story being told from the other side of the coin. Because what we've seen going around is a story that is from the other side also of this same coin. We've heard the narratives from people that are so much opposed to ZANU-PF. We've heard narratives from people that are anti-government. And at least now, for the first time, the ANC is coming to listen to his sister party, ZANU-PF, and get to see or feel or understand what exactly is happening in Zimbabwe. And from there, then the truth should come out. Like I've always said, if indeed there is something worth noting, then it should be noted. And if there is nothing really not worth, noting, let us put it on the plains just like that. So let them come in. Let them discuss. And I also hope that in the same vein, they'll probably then meet the other stakeholders, like what President Ramaphosa said on one of his news castings, that they're going to meet other stakeholders. But what we're saying is that, yes, we might have our share of problems. Yes, we might have a sort of crisis, like the whole world is in a crisis because of this pandemic. This pandemic of COVID-19, but let's not over exaggerate some of these things just so that we get in Zimbabwe, so that we demonize Zimbabwe. Because at the end of the day, you ask yourself a simple question: for whose benefit are we doing this for? And definitely, it can't be for our children, it can't be for ourselves. It's just an evil thing that we tend to want to do for whatever expediency that we might want or we might like.
Thank you very much. Mr. Zokora, your chance now. Go ahead, sir.
Regai nitenge kutaura nyaya vamugabe, tinotenda nekupiwa mukana. Vamugabe, tinovatenda nenyaya vakaita yekudzidzisa vana veZimbabwe. Hatingavatorere izvozvo. Asi tinovaziva kuti vanga vari mhondi, vanga vari mbavha, vaive munhu ane utsinye. Asi patiri kwezvino izvi, tiri kuona kuti wavakatisiyira wacho itori mhondi hombe, vanotori neutsinye hwakapfuura wanga uina vamugabe. And kana iri corruption paumbavha apa zvatowedzera. Kana iri nyaya yema human rights abuses atowedzera kupfuura pavanga paina vamugabe. Paive vamugabe varipo, vanhu vese vanozviziva kuti taipinda mumugwagwa tichiratidzira vanhu vodzokera kumba takakwana. Iko zvino izvi vanhu vanopinda mumugwagwa vanopondwa mumugwagwa imomo. Takazviona zvichiitika August 1. Vanhu 6 vakapondwa tichiona nemusoja anotozikanwa. Musoja iyeye nanhasi hasati abatwa, hasati asungwa. Tikaona zvakare muna January 2019 tichitungamirwa navamunangagwa. Vanopfuura 20 vakaurayiwa pakaitika maZCTU stairway. Vadzimai achibhinywa. Saka tiri kutoona kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kunyanya kukanganiswa panguva ino yatiri. Vanenge vararidzira vanhu vari kusungwa.
What are the envoys going to do in Zimbabwe? Are they going to engage you guys as well as MTC Alliance? And if so, what are you going to get out of it?
Se MTC tinotambira zvikuru kuuya kwenhumwa dziri kuuya idzi. Tinotarisira kuti havasi kuende kustate house vonobikirwa tea vobva vadzokera kusouth Africa. Ngavaende vanoona mastakeholders ese ari munyika, vaende vanoona vachamisa MGC Alliance. Voregedza kuperera ipapo, ngavaende kunoona ana Hope Chingono, ana Jacob Ngaruvhume, vanhu vanga vakasungwa, vanyatsoudzwa zvazviri kuitika munyika nevanhu vari kuzviitirwa. Kana vakwanisa votopinda muvanhu chaimo, votaurirwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti vaone kuti zvechokwadi muZimbabwe mune crisis.
Vanhu
vakutambura. Saka hatitarisire kuti vangoona vanhu veZANU PF. Kana uchiyananisa, hauyananise nekuona divi rimwe chete, unoteerera zviri kutaurwa nevanhu vese vari munyika, uchizogara pasi, wobva watoona zvishuonewo kuti munyika umaita dambudziko. Muzimbabwe mune dambudziko, ndosaka makaona zviri kuitika kuchivhu, zvakaitika kuchivhu, iratidzo yekuti vanhu havasi kufara munyika. Ende zvinhu izvozvo zvikasagadziriswa, masoja haasi kufara, mapurisa haasi kufara, vanhu vese havasi kufara.
Thank you so much.
Vanhu vachikondana munzira kwese kwatinoenda.
Thank you very much. Now we've got Mr. Gary Twala Jackson. He is in Texas. Baba Twala, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Thank you. Ngiyabonga Kips. Linjani lonke.
Siyaphila for you. Just briefly, tell us what you expect from these special envoys.
I don't expect anything because ANC is a South African version of ZANU. Okay. And I'm not intending. I'm full of kuruma kulu na loko. But into men zamuti ni kondi se lapa. Stop referring to Umnangagwa njengomkhokheli weZimbabwe. Umnangagwa liqhaka kazanga votshelwe. In anything we do, nasikhuluma ngeZimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi izanu ngokungumhlangano mbe isiqumbi sabahuquluzi abantu abalenhliziyo ezimbi. We have imposed themselves on us. Njalo nxa ngabe sikhuluma labantu kangabizwa umnumzana kuthiwa ubaba umnangagwa bemfuna indlela enze ngafona bengifuna ukuphendula uSiso bekhuluma ekhuluma ngomnangagwa athi ubaba umnangagwa kasobaba lisela ngumkhuquluzi
baba twala
umlazo wami ngubhinya
hayi singasinjalo singasinjalo singasinjalo
kibe ehlelweni low azazi azikhulumeni
Okay, Baba Chuma.
Listen to me. If you want us to listen to each other, listen to me. Listen to me.
Okay, hold on.
There's nothing for me to respect to Mnangagwa.
Okay, gentlemen, I think we have to have a very civilized discussion here. It's all about us going the way that we are supposed to go. And if everyone says somebody is a thief or is this and that, there should be some court case that would have happened and not for us to have this kind of, accusations without any substantial evidence. So let's get that straight away. So now I think we are going to reconnect our case. Marvelous, I think you can go ahead.
Aha, regaindi mboenda kuna vajoko ratakatarisa vanyarikani vachange vari kuuya kubva ku South Africa ve ANC ava munoona vachizo imibato renyu zvii zvamuri kuda kuti hazvinge zvichitaurwa pamusoro pezviri kuitika muZimbabwe makatarisa nhomwa dziri kubva ku South Africa munoona dzichizobatsira sei mumafambisirwo ari kuitwa zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe.
Yes, so Mr. Chuma, can you hold on there? Let's have Mr. Tsokora. Before maybe Mr. Tsokora, let's have Mr. Chuma. So Mr. Joseph Chuma, we see that most of these issues that are taking place in Zimbabwe, you can feel the anger of the people. Now we had this gentleman who was saying a lot of things. So, but we always appreciate people that come onto the show and not insult any other person. This is a public sphere for everyone to say their own views, and we don't expect any kind of insults. So it's not that we are censoring anyone, but what we want is not to use certain words that denigrate other people. So go ahead, Mr. Chuma. So looking at what is going on in Zimbabwe, do you think that maybe people can be cooled down by some other means? Because you can hear people are very angry.
Mr. Chuma, this is not a problem that people are very angry, then therefore they must start being insulting.
Yes.
Respect is end. And opinions do differ. I cannot expect you to have the same opinion or feeling like what I actually have. And by so doing, it does not mean then that I must attack you and attack your person. it becomes very wrong. All the time. I think I've met all the time, and we can't all agree and see things the same way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I even said earlier on when we spoke about the former late president, Wam Gabe, I said to me, I mean, I will take it from sin to Ubuntu Bami, Unuangu, Unuangu, not Afa and Naka. I will choose to speak the good things that the late president did for particularly me and maybe other people around me. And I mentioned the issue of education. I mentioned the issue of empowerment. And then I said, no, I know there are other people who might not see anything good and are going to be negative. Let them do that. And I believe that while they are doing it, let them do it in a respectful manner. There's no way you can say that somebody who's the father of somebody, Osirikaso Baba, what do you mean by that? You see, already we are losing each other. This spirit of intolerance is what is killing us even worse. We need to tolerate each other with our diversity. Tolerate me. Allow me to speak, listen to my ideas. And the same goes with me. I must listen to the other people, whether they're MTC or whichever other party. I must, because from there, I can pick a couple of things that can actually be very helpful for this country. And if we put these things together, we then form a Zimbabwe that we all want. Because, like I said, no one wants a Zimbabwe that is a malfunctioning. No one wants a Zimbabwe with a dead economy. Because at the end of the day, when we suffer, we all suffer. Our children are going to suffer as well. So we need to be fixing these things for the next generation, for ourselves as well. And we can only do that by engaging each other and tolerating each other from whatever diversity we might come from. Let us just learn to respect each other and live together.
Thank you so much. So, Mr. Sogora.
How are you tolerating one another? When I express my point, you told Gibbs as the presenter to cut me off.
No.
When I was expressing my point.
No.
You insulting. You're insulting.
I wasn't insulting. I was saying the truth. Listen, my brother.
Okay, give him a chance.
Can I respond to that? Listen to me for a minute.
You
believe he's the president of Zimbabwe, Anjo, but
Listen. Hold on, Mr. Chuma.
He was the president. He wasn't voted, Anjo.
No, you
are. Allow other people.
Hold on, Mr. Chuma. Hold on, Mr. Chuma.
Elections.
He was voted for by people. As much as the Nelson Chamisa got over 2 million votes, he was also voted by people.
Okay, hold on, Chuma. Hold on, Mr. Chuma. Hold on. Go ahead, Mr. Twala.
What I'm trying to say is, Mnangagwa wasn't voted. The rigged elections, they have a record of that. Is it? They have failed. Nothing is functioning in Zimbabwe. Whoever talks against the leadership of Mnangagwa, just to say Mnangagwa has failed, they get arrested. Why? If you are to be fair, Mnangagwa is a failure. There's a lot of things that have happened in Zimbabwe. People being killed. We can't talk about all the stuff that happened years ago. Let's talk about things that happened months ago, 2 years ago. People being killed by the army in uniform. The people that are supposed to protect Zimbabweans, they get killed. His policies, they mean nothing. He's globe-trotting, posting on Facebook, I've got these mega deals. None of those deals have meant anything. Citizens are threatened every day. There is corruption. There's a lot of crime committed. Without justice, there's no justice. And then people retaliate. They attack the army. Within a few hours, the so-called people who did that crime are caught up, they are killed. Why don't you catch up the people that are abusing citizens? Why didn't you catch up the people that killed that woman that was killed on demonstrations in Harare, live on camera? Why?
And then the big question.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. Let us not sanctify nonsense just because we are benefiting from ZANU. In as much as you benefit from ZANU, a few people that are making it in life, think about the other 15 million people, other 14 million people. Is it not a good idea for you to be in business, to live in Zimbabwe, in a community that is not starving? People are starving in Zimbabwe. People are dying in Zimbabwe. The health system has been brought down. You cannot even get treatment for an STD, gonorrhea, and stuff like that. No, because what is happening in Zimbabwe, really, is not something that we can smile at.
Okay.
Let us face the truth. Senior Sabi, we cannot sanctify nonsense in the name of truth.
Okay, thank you so much. Hold on there, Mr. Twala. Hold on. Hold on there.
Okay.
So let's go to Mr. Tawanda Tsokora. Hey, Mr. Tsokora.
Sakaenda kuna vadzokora regai timbotsanangura kuti pane vanyarikani vaviri vari kutaura napo tiri kunzwa vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika pari zvino vageritwala vari kuti havasi kufara nezviri kuitwa nemutungamiri wenyika pari zvino tichionawo vachuma kune rimwe divi vachitiwo vanga vasiri kufara nezvadeedzwawo mutungamiri wenyika saka pari kuita pakusawirirana asi sekutaura kwaita Gibbs panapa iplatform yekuti tinopa munhu wese mukana wekuti ataure pfungwa dzake tisina kwatakarerekera asi chatisingabvumidze chete kunyombana nezvimwe zvakadaro saka chiregai tiende kwavadzokora vadzokora zvii zvamakatarisira kuti zvinge zvichitaurwa pamusoro pemamiriro akaita nyika pari zvino tichitarira vari kuuya maenvoys aya ari kubva kusouth africa
Mr. Zokora, then we go to Ms. Adonsi. Mr. Zokora, go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Us as MDC Alliance, I've already said that we welcome what South Africa is doing right now. South Africa is now taking its rightful and very correct position in the region. They are not helping Zimbabwe because they are a good neighbor, but they have an obligation. They have a responsibility as AU chairperson. We know that Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa is the chairperson of AU. So he has an obligation to intervene in Zimbabwe because there is indeed a crisis in Zimbabwe. We are seeing people here saying that Emmerson Mnangagwa has failed. Indeed, he has failed. You have seen the escalation of human rights in Zimbabwe. No one is allowed to talk. No one is allowed to demonstrate. If people get in the streets, they are killed. So that's evidence that this man has failed. You go to the people, you see the level of suffering that is going on in Zimbabwe. That's enough evidence that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
If you see Hopo Chingono and Mr. Ngaruvume going for 45 days trying to apply for bail, which is a constitutional right, and they get incarcerated for that long before they get bail, then you know that there's a crisis in Zimbabwe and that the current so-called president has failed. And we hope and we are very faithful that Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa's envoys will help in brokering peace in Zimbabwe. That's what we've been saying as MDC, that we want neutral people to intervene in Zimbabwe and try to resolve this crisis that ZANU-PF continually denies.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Adonsi, nasi ndaba kona pa mama. Wanubona ngani, kuya pumani, nasi kangela kona kuge owenzwa ama special envoys la. Kukona kuza puma, kumba kusose kupume lutila.
Hai, pina mbona ngani, akuna njezwa puma. Koto age loku kukuya kwa abo kuchengselu kuchi, kule nyindo tehlulega, ungabona, nyindo tibuya sizolu nisisa, indaba zako. Emzini wakho sokule nkinga so lokhu kuyatshengisela nje ukuthi hhayi ubaba walapha ekhaya ngani hhayi kakenzi kahle so angiboni ukuthi kule nto ezaphuma mina ngoba okokuqala abantu laba kakuvele sobala ukuthi bazoyenzani bafikela ngaphi bazawe besenzani njalo enye into mina ngabe kuthiwa yini ade kumele ukuthi ngichuze ukuthi ngoba nababuyayo okumele ngithathe abantu abasuka kwamazwe achiyeneyo njalo futhi even uJulius Malema laye bengaba ngomunye umuntu ade ngabuya kungabi ANC kuphela ngoba iANC siyakwazi nje ukuthi hayi phela vele musisi ngofisi bayazalana lezani so ukuthi size sikwazi ukuthi kulento ezaphuma
ezokheli ezakhethwayo nxa wena ungathi hayi nami ngifuna ukubuya lapha ngizobe kumbona kufanele sivunyelwe hayi ukuthi kumbe kufanele ukuthi abe lo ngwezani kumbe ngwezaphu kumbe ngwe-MDC nxa abantu bebonisa ukuthi we are concerned about this we have something to say yindaba singavulelwa ngoba leyi envoy ehamba eZimbabwe iyamukelwa yizanu izanu izabathathi bahambise endaweni lapho efuna ukubasa khona iletha abantu babo abazokhuluma amanga babatshela ukuthi into yonke inhle eZimbabwe beqamba amanga ngoba into labana babenikezwe
so
mina ngibona ukuthi hayi lova akusoze kuncede kangako ngoba sike sabona indaba yokudutshulwa kwabantu mhlaka 1 August akulanto eyaphumayo la namhlanje akulanto esiyibonayo eyayenziwa nguThabo Mbeki akulalutho lile esilubonayo so bona nakulalutho nje olungako ye babuya bona kodwa hayi mina ngibona nakulanto ezasiza into ezasiza kuphela lapha ekhaya yikuthi nje ngelinye ilanga uZulu mzane ezazonda kahle kahle bazangena yiba bazathwala isikhali and ukuthola kwabo izikhali yikho lapho kuzagcalisa khona indaba enkulu
siyabonga kodwa sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu belwe ngesikhali kuliwa ngomlomo vele
hayi ngitho ukuthi baba Dube umuntu nxa ekhuluma khathesi nxa ukuthi uZulu encenga ukuthi bakithi thina sicela lokho kodwa bayachaya abantu labo kunini bechaywa abantu kunini abantu abangomama behlukumezeka abantu abangomama khathesi abazithweleyo kunzima osisi yazi i-corruption ekhona khathesi nxa uhamba ne-CV yakho kucala kuthiwa hey zwana sihlangane ehoteleni ukuze ngunike umsebenzi and akulanto eyenziwayo angaze aziwe even ulecturer nxa abuser umntwana wesikolo akulanto abayenziwayo ngenxa ye-corruption bakithi kuyaze kube nini kodwa
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu Mr. Chuma just briefly or let me not say briefly Mr. Chuma you are hearing all these views it's your chance now Mr. Chuma
thank you very much Mr.
Chuma yes sir
like I've tried to impress even from our previous discussions on this very same platform this whole issue is an issue of tolerance and understanding each other mm-hmm. and listening to each other and building each other so that we build Zimbabwe. There are people, unfortunately, who want to thrive on politics. They've made politics a career, so to say. And therefore, they will always want to create some sort of pandemonium so that then their existence is sort of justified and they can still remain in the game. And once the stability is put on the table, they always want to resist that because once everything becomes stable, then they become irrelevant. And they cannot hear that. And that is what has been happening, even if you look from the time this new president came in 2017 to 2018, right? The election of 2018. He has been trying to correct a lot of things that have gone wrong. Yes, as a party, we must take responsibility for some decisions that we made before that were populist decisions, but not in tandem with economical growth. And when he came in to try and say, okay, let us fix this so that we would then sort of eat what we actually saw or eat what they've caught in simple terms of fishing, that if you go and fish, they're going to eat whatever fish you're going to catch on that day. And so when you bring that, obviously some things are going to be fixed. People have been used to that system of ukunikwa all the time. And now when I say, no, let's do the real thing so that we grow this economy. The economy cannot grow by handout. We hand out every day. It can't. And let's do the things in a correct way. So obviously things are going to tighten up. Things are going to be a bit difficult. But at the end of the day, knowing that the end result shall be that of an economy that will start prospering, that will start coming up, and then everybody then begins to realize their worth, whether professionally or otherwise. So this is the kind of thing that we are moving forward. And while we're doing it, yes, I will never ever say that there's no corruption in this country. It is there. And there are individuals that are doing it. And most of them, unfortunately, hide behind even the ruling party
some hide behind whatever means they will hide behind him, because I've seen from both parties, MPP and MPC, people being corrupt. We've seen councillors being corrupt, councillors belonging to in MPC, and some officials in MPC, and ZANU-PF as well, likewise. So, and I've always said that we need to be taking these people individually. Let everyone carry their own cross instead of just hiding behind institutions. Because that's how they get away with murder. Because they know that whatever I do, when people want to then lay blame, they lay blame on ZANU-PF, they lay blame on maybe MPC, they lay blame on certain institutions. And then them as individuals then get away with murder that day. And we need to be moving away from that kind of system. Let us hold people accountable wherever station they've been put at. Let them be accountable for their actions. Let them be accountable for their results. If they're not performing, then they must definitely go. That's where we need example to be sitting down and saying, let us perfect this thing of saying that I'm a contract about our surrender, but they renewed upon being satisfied that they performed above board. And if they're not performing, let's move them out. Let's get somebody else to move. And when people begin to know that they are going to be judged according to their performances, they will start performing definitely, because they know that if they don't, they risk losing those very same jobs that they are in. So it's a simple matter of saying that let us face things factually, let us face things on a case-to-case basis, then we can start rebuilding. Intolerant, it will not get us anywhere. We'll just be going round and round a simple circle, which is not going to attain us any result that we
desire. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think Marvelous. Maybe we can go to Karitola Jackson. Marvelous, go ahead.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Let me respond to the gentleman. First of all, let me apologize for being angry, because, I mean, there's nothing to be happy about the situation. And I hope you all understand that.
Okay.
Going to the gentleman, Okuluma, Angicho, we are Okuluma, ngokuthi fanele sizwane, we need to understand each other, Angicho. Why then the government doesn't tolerate abantu abasolayo abathi hayi asijabula ngobukhokheli bakho? You are not the kind of leader that we want. Why?
Right. Maybe can I answer that?
Yes, why?
Yes, sir. Right. The government has never been like, I tolerate abantu. I remember the first time when came into power, MDC had a march and it was a peaceful march. No one was arrested. Nothing happened like that. But then, unfortunately,
Okay.
Can I explain myself?
Okay.
Thank you. You tell me that there was one demonstration there at the MDC where there was no harassment at all, because they stick to our agreement with the police and everybody. They did their demonstration, but the special was about harm. And then was we are learning that demonstration era violent. I remember I remember the police could not contain the violent crowd that was out there. And then that's when the army came in, and unfortunately, lives were lost. We will never condone losing of lives. I saw them say, and it's not something that we should ever glorify or wish for, but it so happened because of this. But the problem with us is that as it can only move, we should have been looking and saying, at what point did the army come in? At one point, where people then killed. And you realize that it was at the point where those people who were doing demonstrations, instead of doing them peacefully and probably going to hand over a petition or whatever, they actually started destroying property, they started burning up things, and the policeman was actually killed.
Did they deserve to be killed?
The people started the violence. And then when the authorities came to try and throw the same violence, to contain the people until the army came in. And unfortunately, you all know that the army doesn't come in carrying button sticks or handcuffs. They come in carrying guns. And then unfortunate incidents then happen. We lost six precious lives. Those are lives that we...
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chuma.
...to lose. But because of the way the demonstrators carried themselves on that day, that was the end result.
Thank you, gentlemen.
When you ask anywhere it comes from, where it started, we never want to lose lives. We never want people to be beaten up.
Mr. Twala and Mr. Chuma, thank you so much. Our time is up almost.
Yeah, unfortunately, at no extra time.
No. Hold on, guys.
I see the gating bones walk back, Kunava, Jokora. Vachiunga nidza zvataurwa nevanhu vese ipapa patinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu. Imi sebato reMDCA nekuti tanzwa vachuma vachiti bato renyu ranga richiita zvemhirizhonga mune dzimwe nzvimbo.
As MDC, we have a history of peace. We have always held peaceful marches in Zimbabwe, even during the time of Mugabe. And he confessed to that himself that during when Mugabe Mnangagwa came in, we had a very peaceful march. That's our identity. That's what we always do. We don't have a relationship with violence or anything unless violence is perpetrated against us. Like what happened in January 2019, ZCTU stay away, where he's referring that people became violent. He should not lie for the people. It was not the people that became violent. It was a stay away. People were supposed to stay away. The soldiers and the police officers went into the houses and started beating up people, telling them to go out, asking them, why are you staying out? You should be in town. That's how the violence started. And that violence was perpetrated by the police and the army and the security forces. Just like we are having a high perpetration of violence to the people that have been abducted today. You'll be surprised that up to now, we have had 50 abductions in the past 2-3 months. Kana vachuma vari kutaura kuti vanhu ivavo vari kuita nhakomwe vari kuzviita vega, sei hurumende isiri kusunga vanhu ivavo kuita maabductions iwayo? They have the resources. Why are they not arresting them? We have seen an escalation of abduction. We have seen an escalation of violence.
Right, one last thing, Mr.
That violence...
One last thing.
Let me finish.
Yeah, one last thing. Our time is up. So the thing is, can Zimbabweans fix this in less than 10 seconds? Your response, so that everybody responds. Can Zimbabwe fix this through the envoys or another way? Exactly 10 seconds.
Zimbabweans are more than capable of fixing their problems. And the President Chamisa has highlighted that on a number of things. And that's why we are saying we welcome the delegation that is coming from South Africa. We just want them to meet everyone that matters.
Thank you so much. I don't see, it's your chance now. Do you think Zimbabweans are going to fix this in conjunction with the South Africans?
Okay, let me respond to this.
Mana, Twala, one second, Twala. Okay. I don't see Kuyama.
I think, yes, of course, they might come, but I don't think something will come up from it. I think when the army realized that they are part of the community, when someone closer to any army member is injured or is killed, I think they will realize that they have to support the people, not to be the enemy of the people. So the when army and police realize the importance of people, I think that's when we're going to see a change.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. We also wish to thank Ms. Noctula Adonsi, a political activist, Mr. Tawanda Tsokora, MGC Alliance, and Kari Twala Jackson, a political activist. Signing off is Kip Stube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Ini ndine Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington ndichiti muve nezuva rakanaka tosangana zvakare mangwana. Let's talk ngatikurukurei.